Aleishur Chelik Aleph, page Chav Zayin. This is the second chapter, page Sheni, Mavoi Katzar La Tefillah. A short introduction to Tefillah. On Bava Kama, Daf Gimel, Mai Mav'eh. What is this category, Mav'eh, that the Mishnah had mentioned? Rav Oma Ze Adam. It's a reference to people, human beings, and for some reason in the Mishnah they refer to as Mav'eh. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Chav Aleph, Omar Sheimer, that's the source. So, Hare Mav'eh, when the Mishnah speaks of Mav'eh, Hu Melshon Be'oyu, Hainu Tefillah. That's the standard Aramaic term for Tefillah. You see it in Onklos throughout the Torah. Mav'eh Hu Hamispalel. So, the Mishnah, when it refers to Mav'eh, and it's talking about a human being, calls him Hamispalel, the person who davens. Zoi Hagdaras Adam. So, this is then the definition of a human being, Shu Hamispalel. He davens. Tefillah is that activity which marks a person as a human being more than any other. When you have activities of war, or vinyan batim, or to build structures, and even organized social life, you find it in various living organisms, whether it be colonies of termites, or groups of chimpanzees, you find a variety of activities. However, to rise to the Creator and the one who gives existence to all the worlds, and to speak to him face to face, using the most intimate expression, you, this is exclusively in the realm of humanity. It's an interesting point. Iyun tefillah, deep, intense tefillah, is included in the category of gemilus chasadim. Ve'iyun tefillah biglal gemilus chasadim dichsiv. The pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yud Aleph, goimel nafshoi ish chesed. Ve'nefesh hainu tefillah. So there's a connection between tefillah and doing chesed. Dichsiv gabei chana, it says with regards to Chana, the mother of Shmuel, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Va'eshpoich es nafshi lifnei Hashem, I poured my soul before Hashem. So, in some sense, tefillah is included within Gemilus Chasadim. Davar ze yachol kol echad lergish be'atzmoy, this is something that a person can sense, every individual can sense, one does not need to be extraordinarily sensitive. Roiv hispatchusei shel adam beruchanius kshuha b'tefillah. This is a profound statement. To a large extent, a person's development in Ruchanius is bound up with tefillah. Mishe'enu mispalel tefillah seke chove shigrasi. A person does not daven in order to discharge a certain obligation, as wrote. Elahu chai bisfillah soy. He rather lives in his tefillah. Yimtza ki tefillah isav keshirois zobazi. He will find that his tefillahs are bound with one another, connected to one another. Mincha, he begins at that point in his nefesh where he ended shacharis. And certain when he comes to daven ma'ariv, he continues it, picks up where he left off at mincha. Hamispalel betam uvdas, a person who davens with tam and das, with concentration, with, and he feels that there's a taste in it, yechol lehaid batzmo, will be able to testify. That he never felt the same feeling in two different tefillos. Uvemes, the truth is, bilti efshari umina nimnao. It is in fact impossible sheshtei tefillos tiena shavos. The two different tefillos should be identical. Imki osa nusach, even though it's the same wording that we use, the same formulation. We can compare this to somebody who's traveling in a train, looking at the view outside. Even if the view does not change, nonetheless, what the person perceives at one moment is not the same as he perceived a moment before. Because at every moment you see the scenery from a different vantage point. The train has moved and you see it from a different perspective. Kain b'tefillah, so too in the Nimshal, ha'adam noyeseh, we are travelers. Haloich v'nasoya kol yimei chayav. The author is paraphrasing Pasuk regarding Avraham Avinu, haloich v'nasoya kol yimei chayav, constantly traveling, we never stop. ואף רגע אין רואה סוללה מעיסה נקודה פנימיס בעמד מקודם. Not for a moment does he see the world from the same perspective, the same inner point where he stood a moment ago. במיוחד מורגש זויס ביון התפילה. This is especially felt when a person davens with concentration. That's point number one. Furthermore, ולא יועיד אלא המעיין בספילה סוי, again, a person who's me'ayin, ro'e gam segula nifla'a li'izbagruz v'izkadmuz pnimis midis. You will find in it a wondrous property that one matures and one makes a constant progress. Davka b'sh'oiz v'lasin, specifically when one is davening. Through that, one grows, one develops, one matures. Hargashois adinois holochois umios orerois. Very subtle sensations become awakened, they become kindled through the tefillah. Reshamim dakim shel rememus, very subtle impressions of exaltation, holchim u'mischazkim, become stronger, crystallize. Gisha mechudeshes le'emuna, holeches u'mistamenes, one develops a new approach to emuna. The Mesilas Yesharim, he quotes, Mishu bal seichel navoin, a person with a decent mind, bim'at hisboinenus v'simas lev, with a little bit of concentration, yuchal ikboa belibo amitus hadavar, will be able to impress this upon his heart, the truth of this matter. Eichuba v'noisen mamash imoy. During tefillah, a person is literally conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noise v'noisen, give and take, conversation. Ulefanavu misrani, it's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he pleads. Umeitoy hu mevakesh, and he's asking from him. Vehu yisbarach shemoy ma'azin loy. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears. Umakshiv lidvarav, takes it. Kashi yedaber ish el re'ehu, just like a person speaks to his fellow man, v're'ehu shomer u'makshiv elav, and the other person hears it. That's Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yutes. Onwards, the last paragraph, b'mahusa tefillah, regarding the essence of tefillah, magdir Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi zal b'chidushav, Chaim Soloveitchik Mibrisk, defines, explains, sheyesh shenei dinei kavana b'tefillah. There are two distinct laws regarding the kavana of tefillah. Number one, hakavana shel ma'aseh tefila she'amida lifnei Hashem. One is the intent one must have, that in davening one is standing before Hashem. And secondly, vedin kavana shel pirush emunah. Secondly, the understanding of the actual meaning of the words. Those are two distinct things. Harei ma'aseh tefila, so the act of tefila is la'amoid lifnei Hashem. And that's a required kavana, according to Rav Chaim HaLevi. To stand before Hashem, one must have that in mind. Mavhil me'oid. This is really shocking. It's something that should strike us. Ve'yelet bar mitzvah kvar nischayev b'mitzvah nerazo. A child of a mitzvah is already obligated in this awesome mitzvah. Yelet bar mitzvah kach yav lislameid. He's obligated already to train himself, to practice. Keitzad oimdim lifnei Hashem. How does one stand before Hashem? כיצד יש להחזיק עצמו בעצם השהד? What is one's posture? איך לגשת ואיך להיפרד? How to approach? How to retreat? As the pasuk says in Amos, פרק ד', היכוין לקרס אלוהיך ישראל, prepare before your God Israel. Gemara quotes it in Shabbos Daf Yud, פסוק in Amos ד'. דורות הראשונים, in early generations, הגיעו בשעת התפילה למדרגה הקריבה לנבואה, during tefillah, they reached a level close to nevuah in terms of their detachment from physicality. That's Rabbeinu Yonah on the reef in Brachos, the beginning of Perikei. Ve'anu, as far as we are concerned, imki ladargos keilu lo inagia, even though we will not reach these levels, gam anu mis'alim megbeli gvul b'sh'asa tefillah. Nonetheless, we also rise without bound at the time of tefillah. Hamashkia avoida. A person invests work, concentration into the tefillah. Will not any longer need any re'ayos, any evidence for emunah. A person who trains himself, accustoms himself to stand before Hashem, and again, this is not merely to understand the words, which is required, but not sufficient. A person who trains himself to stand before Hashem in his tefillah, birvois ha'itim, as time passes, yimtza b'libo yisav yediyah v'dayis, he will find in his heart the certain knowledge, lifnei mihu emed, of the one before whom he stands. That's the first kavanah. העניין השני שבתפילה, the second concept in תפילה, הוא כוונס פירוש המילויס. To understand the words. נוסח התפילה תקנו אנשי הכנסת הגדולה. The formulation was established by the men of כנסת הגדולה. עזרא הספר עם הנביאים האחרונים גדולי דור. עזרא הספר with the final, the last נביאים that we had, חגי, זכריה, מלאכי, and the גדולי דור of that generation, קוף חף זקנים, 120 of the great leaders of Am Yisrael. וחוסב רבנו, הגאון רב חיים מוולוז'ין ז"ל, he writes, כי באמס, בעומק פנימיוס כוונס לתפילה, as far as the deep dimensions of תפילה, אין ניתן יודע עד מה, we know nothing of it. כי גם מה שנסגלה לנו קצס כוונס לתפילה, מרבוסין הראשונים ז"ל, even that which has been revealed to us, a little bit of the meaning of the תפילה from the ראשונים, כדישי עליונין, the holy ראשונים, ועד אחרוין, הרב הקדוש איש אלוקים נראה, האריזה על all the way to the explanations revealed by the ארי, אשר הפלי, הגדיל לעשות כוונות נפלאים, he explained wondrous explanations, אינה בערך אף כטיפה מן הים, it's not even like a drop in the ocean, כלל נגד פנימיוס, עומק כוונות אנשי כנסת הגדולה מתקני התפילה. It's like a drop in the ocean in comparison to the deep meanings that were invested in the עמידה באנשי כנסת הגדולה. וכל מבין יבין, דלוי עשה איניש על יבשתה שיוכל לתקן תיקון נפלא ונראה כזה, everyone understands that it's virtually impossible. A person should, איניש על יבשתה means just literally a person upon the earth, that it would be able to arrange תיקון נפלא ונראה כזה, such a wondrous and awesome arrangement of words, לכלול ולגנויז במטבע תפילה כבר, to instill and to invest a certain fixed formulation, סדורה בנוסח אחד, which is just one formulation of words, to invest in it התיקונים של כל העולמות העליונים והתחתונים, words that would have impact on all the worlds, higher and lower, וסדרי פרקי המרכבה. ושבכל פעם שמספללים יוגרם תיקונים חדשים. It's impossible to do such a thing that every time one davens, that it should bring about a renewed perfection of all these worlds, except for Anshei Knesset HaGdola, who did it with the aid of Nevoah in Siyata Dishmaya. Shema'es HaShetiknoa, so much so that from the point when they were attacking it, the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Ad Bi'as HaGoel Bimhera V'yamenu, to the point when Mashiach comes, Lo Ha'isa Ve'lo Yitiye Shum Tefila Bifratus Doma L'Chaverta Shekodom La V'Achari HaKlal. There will not be, there hasn't been any tefila which is identical to any tefillah that preceded it or followed it. From Nefesh HaChaim Shah Beis. And the author concludes now, this is a remarkable point. Hasidur hu ha-sefer he-amoik ve-akashe b'yoseh mikol ha-seferim b'tura she-ba'al peh she-nechilunu rabbosenu ha-chachamim zecholam v'cha. The Sidur is the deepest and most difficult of all sefarim b'tura she-ba'al peh that were given to us by Chazal. This is a remarkable statement. Over the years, many times I've asked people, perhaps in a slightly unfair question, you know, what is the most difficult sefer that we have? And people give various, you know, the Gemara, the Sifra, or this, that, the other. Nobody, in my experience, nobody has ever given this answer, the Sidur. We take it for granted. It's so accessible, we seem to think. But nonetheless, as the author, it's the most difficult. And it's interesting, which is the last sefer other than Kabbalah, but in Turas and Igle, it's the last sefer that was put down in writing. The earliest Sidurim that we have are those from around Sidur Rav Amram Gaon, from the time of the Geonim, the beginning of the time of the end of the Geonim. Long after the Mishnah was written, long after the Gemara was written, the Sidur remained oral for a very long period of time. It's the last of the Torah Sheba'al Peh to be written down, and I think that's significant. It's connected to what the author is saying at this point. He continues, "Ein lanu ela lispalel b'meshach shanim b'msinus v'isbonenus meruba." What we have to do is to daven for years with mesinus, with deliberation, with great reflection, ulehizaher mislavus chitzenis shein imah machashava, and to beware of external behaviors which are not accompanied by thought. It's very easy to do that, to swap the reflection, which is difficult, to clear one's mind, to ensure that one's mind is not invaded by all sorts of thoughts which are always ready to to fill the vacuum, to swap that for just certain motions. It's very easy, and then one gets the bonus of proclaiming to the world how from one is. That's not the way of the Torah. One has to daven carefully with reflection to be aware of external behaviors unaccompanied by thought. We should not look at lengthy davening as some great accomplishment of tzidkus with such a tzaddik. Not at all. It's something that is necessary. It's like a situation of a talmid who's finding a certain sugya difficult and he spends time on it. It's with extended toil that he understands things. So tefillah arukah is something that's necessary, just as an exercise in understanding and saying the words carefully, and nothing to do with being a tzaddik. Finally, practical advice. Matoiv leYisrael leYispalel mitoch sidur davka. It is very good to accustom oneself to daven from a sidur specifically, as opposed to doing it ba'al peh. Uchadai leAyen beSidur hagra hanigle. It's worthwhile to look at that particular sidur lilmoid mitochoy peroshimalis, in order to learn the explanation of the words. Adkan.